堂听 class.com。
Lesson 8, relaxing after final consonants. I said earlier that some new speakers of English don't pronounce consonants clearly enough, while other new speakers from certain languages put too much force into final consonants. So much force that at the ends of words they get the extra sounds stuck into the ends. You hear what I mean. So let's practice stopping the sounds at the ends of the consonants and not spilling over into the extra vowels. We'll start with voiceless consonants. Make sure that you use the rear tongue muscle impulse that you learned in course 1. Keep your mouth as relaxed as possible, especially in the lips and front tongue. That's going to help you to stop the sound at the right time and not spill over into the extra vowel sounds after the consonants. So let's try that a few words at a time on some words and phrases ending in consonants. Safe. Not safe. Safe. A safe place. Tooth. Don't push, not toothy. Tooth. Tooth decay. Ice. Don't push that air too much, not icy. Ice. Ice cream. Publish. Relax, not publish. Publish. Publish the book. Sip. Not too much explosion, not sippy. Sip. Sip the drink. Sit. Don't push, not sit. Sit there. Sit there. Sick. Not sicky. Don't push, relax. Sick. A sick child. Now when the final consonants are voiced, you have to be even more careful to avoid putting a real full vowel sound after that word. Let's try the same pattern with voiced consonants. Have. Not heavy. Have. I have time. Jazz. Don't push the Z, not jazzy. Jazz. The jazz singer. Cab. Cab driver. Nice and relaxed. Side. Not side. Side. The side street. Drag. Don't push the G, not drag. Drag. Drag the furniture. Now stop the tape and do all of the additional phrases and sentences in Lesson 8 of the manual. Make sure that you stop the sound right at the end of the consonants and don't spill over into an extra puff of air or an extra vowel. Then go back to Lesson 7 and try the same thing on all of the exercises on those pages. Well, that's it for course number 2. Review all of the lessons on this tape many times, and certainly go back and review course number 1 as well. Then, you'll soon be ready for course 3, Advanced Accent Reduction Techniques, which takes you through some of the really fun steps of Americanizing your speech pattern. So thanks again for studying the sound and style of American English.